The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Live from Dorm 221, you are now tuning in to Soul Love, a podcast about my experiences with my mental health and how I dealt with it. I'm Josh, and I'm the host, and I hope you enjoy. Hello, and welcome back to episode number 10 of, you already know, Soul Love. Thank you guys for coming back once again to another episode. If you've never been here before, hi, my name is Josh. Thank you for tuning into my episode, and thank you for tuning into my podcast. As you know, wherever you found this, you can also find my previous episodes on the Dominican Radio website. So thank you so much for checking in. But yeah, happy late Thanksgiving. I know that Thanksgiving was a while ago. It's already Monday while I'm recording this. But yeah, hope you guys had a really good Thanksgiving. Spending time with your family, your friends, and just eating good food and doing a little Black Friday shopping while you're at it. But yeah, my Thanksgiving, man, pretty good. I haven't been home in over a month, so coming back home was really refreshing to me, and being able to just spend time with my family was really exciting. So just being able to be around people again, you know, especially my family, was something I definitely needed for a while. But yeah, just spent time with my family, saw a few friends, had fun. I think it's really important to be around, or for me at least, you know, being home was something I wanted to avoid, especially going into college, because I really wanted to step out of my comfort zone. But coming back home, especially after a month, really made me realize how important being around family is, and how that also contributed to my mental health. And yeah, it was just being around my family, seeing everyone really happy, you know, having conversations like I never left, was just really refreshing, and it allowed me to recharge from, you know, all the stresses in the world. It made me forget about it for a little bit, you know, just being able to be with my family. And yeah, man, it's just a really, really, really good time. So yeah, as I mentioned, it's been a while since I've been home, and just being able to be with my family is amazing. You know, at the end of the day, the only people that have your back is your family. So just being around them really made me happy, and just made me forget about the hard things about life, even though I had an exam today. Still studying at night, but you know, just being around family was really fun. And it's really important to be around those type of people, you know, especially your family, because at the end of the day, you already know they're going to be behind you in everything that you do, and they'll be there for you and support you no matter what, even though sometimes they won't approve of your decisions. But at the end of the day, they'll be happy for you and always keep it real with you. And I think that's the most important thing about family. They love you at the end of the day. No matter how many times you mess up, no matter how many mistakes you make, they'll always be there for you. And that's something I really forgot. I realized that I should probably go home more. But knowing myself, maybe, maybe not. But we'll see. But yeah, I really, this time around, you know, usually when I go home, I don't really look forward to it, because I'm like really stressing about my work here that I have to do at school, my homework, you know, studying. But since it was break, I was able to forget about that for a bit and be able to go home and just relax, you know, being in my own bed, as simple as that, being very comfortable in my own house, being able to converse with my mom and my dad, just yeah, made me really happy. And again, it just helped me recharge for the week ahead. So yeah, man, it's been a while, but I would like to do an update on my mental health. Recently, I'm not gonna lie, it's been pretty good. I'm not gonna lie, it's been pretty good. I haven't been really feeling sad, feeling, you know, out of the loop on anything. But I will say that I do feel my seasonal coming in. And for those of you who don't know, there is something called seasonal depression. For me, at least, it comes during the holidays for some reason. It's like, why? I don't know why. It's something that I can't control, but it comes through every single year around the same time. And it sucks. I have to live with this, but, you know, I usually make it out. So I'm really proud of myself for doing that. And yeah, it sucks. Truly, truly sucks. This seasonal depression, man. But other than my seasonal, you know, I've been keeping up and doing stuff for myself recently. Being able to just make myself happy, whether it just be going out for a walk, going to the gym, you know, still doing that. Still doing these self-care routines. Simple as, you know, doing laundry by myself, listening to music. Just enjoying the simple things of life. But yeah, overall, I will say that my mental health has been a lot better than it usually has been. I don't know if that's because I have a girlfriend now, but nah, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I mean, it's cool. I'm really happy where I'm at right now, despite the seasonal depression that I know is going to kick in soon. But as for right now, I'm pretty happy where I'm at right now. And I hope you guys are doing good too. And just know that, you know, you have someone to, you always have people to go to. And especially since I've mentioned the topic of family, you always have your family behind you with every single thing in the world. So also on the topic of Thanksgiving and being thankful for things, you know, man, I think this year I'm pretty confident in saying that I'm thankful for another year of life. I know I also said that for my birthday podcast, but truly, man, it's been a hard year, and I'm sure it's been a hard year for everyone else. You know, still in the COVID era, but overall, I'm really thankful that I'm still here, and I battled out, you know, all the hardships of my life, and I'm just really happy to be here for once, because I don't know if I mentioned this in my previous podcast, but I took a video one day. Yeah, sorry, I know this is supposed to be a chill podcast, but I guess it's getting a little deep. But yeah, I took a video of myself, and I said, I'm only going to make it to 17. But here I am, 19 years old, healthy, happy, battling, you know, getting through everything in life. And I'm really proud of myself for that. And I'm just really happy to be here. Life lately has been going my way, you know, knock on wood. Everything's been in order. And I feel like I'm on the path of just finding that true happiness, you know. But here's the thing. Getting a little existential a little bit. I don't think there really is a point in time where you're going to find that true happiness. Maybe you'll find joy in doing things, but you know, you're not going to always be happy. And I've said that many times, and I still stand by that till this day. You're not going to always be happy. Life is not going to always be easy. It's not going to be all candies, rainbows, and unicorns. But just know that you will make it to the other side of the rainbow. Make it to the other side of the hill. You know, despite all the hardships in life, you'll be happy at the end of the day. And, you know, that's truly what I'm aiming for when I get older. Just being, what's the word for it? Content with everything in my life. You know, I don't have to be happy all the time, but I will cherish the times where I do be happy. So, yeah, that's my thoughts on that. But, yeah, overall, man, mental health, straightening out. As I'm growing older, maturing, I'm just being able to figure out ways to control my emotions and be able to control my mental health and stay stable. So yeah, I'm really, really grateful for that. And the reason why I talk about my own mental health is because I know there are people that are out there going through the same things as me. And it's really important for people to... it's really important for people to relate. Because I feel like if you can't relate to something, you feel out of the loop. Especially with like life experiences, you know. So that's why I'm really comfortable sharing my mental health with everybody. especially since this is going on a public website. Anybody can hear it, anybody can watch it. So I know that even if I only get like 5 viewers, 6 viewers, or I don't even know how to keep track, but I know that one day, and hopefully one day, I'll be able to impact at least one person's life. And that's just the main goal. You know, I don't have to impact 1 million people. You know, let me change that. I don't have to have 1 million viewers. I don't have to have 2 million viewers. I don't have to have, you know, a lot of viewers to be able to satisfy my quench for satisfaction in doing this podcast, especially on this topic. But as long as I know that I impacted one person's life, 2 people's lives, I'm more than happy, because this mental health thing is hard. It's really hard. So if you're listening to this, know that I got your back. I've probably gone through everything that you've gone through, or I've probably gone through things that you are currently going through. So I just want to let you know that I'm proud of you. Keep pushing on, man. I am super proud of you. So yeah, another thing I'm thankful for, on the topic of viewers and listeners, I'm really thankful for you guys. Again, I don't really have track of how many people are listening to my podcast, but I do know that there are people that are listening to it, and I'm very confident in that. So I'm really thankful for you guys coming back every week, being able to just listen to my voice, listen to what I have to say, taking into account of what I have to say, and hopefully applying it to your daily lives. I know it's hard. You know, everyone has their own routine. Everyone has their own, you know, that saying, to each their own, you know. So yeah, I'm just really thankful for you guys. Thank you guys so much. Again, I'm super grateful and appreciative of you guys coming back each week, listening to what I have to say. And yeah, it's just, I'm really, really grateful. Take a little swerve, a little bit. I know I talked about mental health being pretty pretty stable, but as of recent, I just literally today, as I'm recording this, maybe just a few hours ago, I lost one of my good friends, and unfortunately, you know, trigger warning, he did kill himself, and I'm very devastated. I'm just really sad. It's that just goes to show, you know, this thing is a really important topic to talk about. And I've talked about this in the past. People don't really think this is, you know, very important. But at the end of the day, it really is. It's something that needs to be spoken about. It needs to be something that's of importance. And, you know, it's really sad. I'm really sad. Maybe my voice it shows, but I'm telling you guys right now, I'm really sad. He's my barber, but turned into one of my really good friends. And I really did cherish the moments that we had, and just being able to talk to him about my own mental health, and just being able to open up. Simple as that, you know, getting a haircut. Can you believe that? Finding satisfaction in getting a haircut. It's very important. You know, at the same time, you're getting a haircut, making yourself feel good, but also you're venting to your barber. It's just a safe space. And I can confidently say I'm gonna miss that. And shout out to the homie, man. Till the next time we meet. Can't wait to get a haircut from you in the next life. And I really appreciate all the conversations and all the laughs that we shared. Took every second. I never took it for granted. So wherever you are, you know, I don't know if you're listening to this. I don't even know if it's possible for you to be listening to this right now. But I'm really appreciative of the an hour and a half that we shared together. Being able to just talk to each other about life and interests and our hobbies. So yeah, man, really appreciative. So yeah, it's the last episode, guys. Episode 10, end of the semester for me. I'm just doing this for a class, but honestly, I've really learned to enjoy it. I've gotten used to this. You know, doing this episode every week is gonna feel weird not recording on a Monday, but I do hope in the future that I'm able to continue this podcast, able to talk to you guys more about mental health, or just the world of mental health in general. And I'm just really, again, thankful for you guys. Very thankful for you guys tuning in each week, listening to what I have to say. But yeah, man. Lastly, I want to explain the reason I say stay up, stay humble, and stay blessed. Man, it's a little saying I came up with. Stay up, man. Stay happy. Stay on your grind. Keep going. Stay humble. Don't get too cocky, you know? Don't get too cocky. Humble yourself. But at the end of the day, stay blessed. Be thankful. Be thankful for everything that comes your way, even though it's hard, even though it'll make you sound, or even if the situation you're put in is horrible, and it just doesn't make you feel good, still, you're blessed, you know, you're living, you're breathing, you know, and these experiences that we consider as bad, take it as a learning experience, take it as a learning experience. But yeah, guys, that wraps up episode 10, the last episode I'll ever do. No, I'm just kidding. Hopefully I'll be able to come back, do more episodes, and talk to you guys more. But yeah, thank you guys so much for coming on this journey with me. It's a little podcast. Really enjoyed it. It's a time for myself, you know, being able to express my emotions and my feelings and my experiences to people like you. Whoever's listening right now, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And yeah, thank you guys. I love you guys. Truly appreciate it. Appreciate this 15 to 20 minutes that we have, just being able to talk about whatever. And yeah, as always, guys, stay up, stay humble, stay blessed. Peace out, guys. Truly appreciate you guys at the end of the day. Bye. This podcast has been created by students in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California and is intended for private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other student podcasts at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you once again for listening. If you want to find me, you can follow my Instagram at Josh D. Montano. And as always, guys, stay up, stay humble, stay blessed. See you next week. This is what happened when I think-